Happy holidays, everyone. Now, no matter what time of year it is for you, we could all use a little Christmas, which is why we at the Icebox Radio Theater have an entire anthology podcast dedicated just to the holidays. What's this in your stocking? It's a sneak peek.
Della has a determined, almost desperate look as she sights a sign reading, Madam Sofroni, hair goods of all kinds. She stops quickly, then opens the door, which leads to a flight of stairs. Della rushes, panting, up the stairs and plump into the portly figure of Madam Sofroni.
Will you buy my hair?
I buy hair. Take your hat off. Let's have a sight at the looks of it. Down ripples the brown cascade. $20.
All right. Only quickly, please.
In a few moments, the implacable Madame Sofroni and her scissors have done the job, and Della, minus her hair, but richer by $20, flees from the store into the street again. This time, she's looking for a different store, a store in which to buy, not to sell. At last, she finds herself in a department store in the midst of a gay holiday throng. At the jewelry counter, as she longingly handles a platinum chain, she hesitantly asks,
You did say $21, didn't you? Yes, that's what I thought.
This is it. This is the present just made for Jim and no one else. There's no other like it in any of the stores. She knows, for she turned all of them inside out. It's a platinum fob chain, simple and chaste in design. Della has made her mind up.
I'll take it.
With the chain wrapped in a holiday box and clutched in her eager hand, Della finds herself out again in the street. But this time she's in such a rosy glow, she hardly notices the other last-minute shoppers hurrying by. The street trio playing Christmas carols, the old gentleman who tries to sell her a holly wreath. It seems but seconds until she is back in the little furnished flat again. There's a sudden shock as the pier glass confronts her, this time accusingly. Now comes the moment of reckoning, as she gazes with dismay at the short ends of her hair. The rosy glow gives way to prudence and reason. Out comes the curling iron, on with the gas jet, as she sets to work repairing the ravages made by generosity and love. In 40 minutes she finishes, with the last curl lying tiny and close to her head, making her look wonderfully like a truant schoolboy. But to Della, gazing critically at herself in the pier glass, the result is anything but wonderful.
If Jim doesn't kill me first, he'll say I look like a Coney Island chorus girl.
But no more time for reflections, physical or mental. It's nearly 7, and Jim is never late. She sits nervously, waiting for Jim. Now she hears his steps on the stairway down on the first flight. She has a habit of saying silent little prayers about the simplest, everyday things. And now she whispers.
Oh, please, God, make him not mind my hair so much. Make him think I'm still pretty.
The door opens, and Jim steps in and closes it.